Peter Fletcher is a renowned classical guitarist. He's performed at many of the great classical music venues throughout the U.S., including numerous sold-out performances at Carnegie Hall, and he'll be performing at Carnegie Hall again this April. He's a graduate of the Eastman School of Music and has performed with and taken master classes with some of the great guitarists of our time. He performed this week at the Callaway County Public Library. Peter Fletcher, thanks for joining me.
Thank you much, Gary. It's an honor to be here.
So tell me, what brings you to Murray?
Well, this is part of a tour. It's 6 concerts, and this is the last of a tour that started in Boone, North Carolina, and took in Corbin, Kentucky, Georgetown, and Versailles.
So do you do a lot of tours like this in smaller towns?
Yeah, there's a lot of concerts in small, out-of-the-way towns. I would say most of the concerts are in smaller towns, and I give about 120 concerts a year nationwide.
Wow, that's a lot of playing.
Yeah, it's I'm living the life of my dreams. The reward of the work has always been the work itself.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? How did you get into playing classical guitar?
Well, I always wanted to play the guitar, even though I didn't come from a musical family. I actually came from a tennis family. So in first grade, my mother purchased a baritone ukulele for me. So I played the baritone ukulele for a couple of years. And then when I got into the third grade, I got a real guitar, a full-size guitar. And my teacher, John Sutherland, told me that if I started with the classical style, all other styles would come easier. So I started with classical, loved it, and stayed with it.
Never ventured out?
Not very much. I've picked up an electric guitar and played it, but felt that to play my best, it was best to stick to one particular style.
And it's a beautiful style.
Thank you. I would agree. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You made your professional performance debut at the age of 15, so you've been in the classical guitar game for quite a while. What would you say your favorite type of venue or performance is? Like, where do you like to play most? Is it places like Carnegie Hall or places like the Callaway County Public Library?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I enjoy all types of venues. I mean, while Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall has very good acoustic, it's intimate. It only seats 268 people. While Recital Hall is the Recital Hall of Carnegie Hall. It's very good for guitar. There's a lot of guitar concerts there. There's also some beautiful churches that I play under the auspices of concert artists, and some of these churches have amazingly good acoustics. So I like a hall that is a little bit more on the wet side, meaning I like a little bit more of an echo as opposed to a drier hall. But every venue is important. Every concert is equally important as far as I'm concerned.
And we've talked about Carnegie Hall. What's that like to play there? That's kind of the, I don't know, it seems like it's the apex of performance venues.
Well, usually anytime you play in New York City, there's a little bit more pressure. You never know if it's going to get reviewed. You know, the New York Times could come. You never know who's going to be in the audience. And typically there's people that, you know, you've got people that come to the hall that want to hear some beautiful music, and then you got some people that come and they know every note of what you're playing. But it's, you know, it's exciting. It's probably a little bit scarier sometimes, but it's always a great adventure, and it's always a great honor to play in New York, and that's where I'm based, so that's where I'm kind of building a following more than any other city, I would say.
You're playing at Carnegie Hall this next April. Tell me a little bit about that performance. You're going to be debuting a piece. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I'll be playing everything between now and then will be a warm-up to Carnegie Hall. I'm playing the Chaconne from the Partita No. 2 by Johann Sebastian Bach, transcribed by Segovia. I'm playing a piece by Enrique Granados, a Spanish composer. I'm playing the Praetorius pieces, as well as a lot of the Edvard Grieg transcriptions. But what's also very exciting about this concert in April is I'm going to be premiering a work by a composer by the name of Jeremy Gill. Jeremy Gill is based in Philadelphia, but we met at the Eastman School of Music. He was an undergrad, and I was a graduate. He's a great composer, and I'm very fond of his music, so I'm very excited to premiere his piece in April.
Is there a particular guitarist that you have tried to model yourself after?
Well, I think earlier, when I was younger, my first records were Christopher Parkening. My first two records, LPs, were Christopher Parkening, and I loved the way he played. I think for several years, I kind of played the guitar in kind of a parking style. But when I got older, I realized that, you know, you really have to kind of be your own man, and you have to find your way of playing the guitar and your way of presenting music and find your own personality. So I think, you know, when I got into college, I kind of realized that this is all about self-discovery.
What was it about the parkening style that you kind of took in, and then what were the changes that kind of developed as you found your own style?
Well, parkening, you know, the main thing is his beautiful tone, beautiful, sweet tone, but he was able to bring this music to life. He was able to breathe life into this music and make it exciting or make it really romantic. But I could also say the same thing for Julian Bream and John Williams and Segovia. Those four I listened to the most. And also Manuel Berrueco. I listened to a lot of Manuel Berrueco. That's a hard question to answer. I listened to them when I was younger. And then when I got older, I started to listen to, you know, orchestral music. And then I really got into the piano. And I listened to a great deal of Artur Rubinstein and Glenn Gould. You know, listened to the way they phrased things. But I think that now, you know, I'll take a piece of music and learn it and do the phrasing kind of based on what I feel I need to do to bring the music to life and to bring out the personality of the music.
I heard you mention something about breathing life into the music, and a lot of the phrasing, if you're looking at vocal music, there are breaths that separate the phrases. I've noticed that you bring an actual physical breath into the phrases yourself. What does that do for you? Does that kind of help you with the phrasing on the guitar?
Yeah, well, phrasing, basically you're following the contour of the melodic phrase. There's also, with the guitar, you can play with different colors. If you play over the sound hole, you get a warmer tone. If you play closer to the bridge, you get a brighter tone. So in addition to phrasing and dynamic levels, you can also change the tone colors on the guitar. So the guitar is kind of a little miniature orchestra in that way.
Could you demonstrate that for me real fast?
Yeah, this would be over the sound hole. If I play over the bridge, it's a striking difference. So it's a little bit more of a metallic, sharper tone towards the bridge and a warmer tone over the sound hole.
You mentioned some of the pieces that you played at the library. Is there a particular one that you just really enjoy to play?
Well, they're all a lot of fun to play. You know, if they weren't fun to play, they wouldn't be on the program. But I'll play a piece that I recently transcribed. It's actually a little set of pieces. Is it okay if I do all three?
Go for it.
Okay. These are three pieces by the German composer Michael Praetorius, and they're from a collection that he published in 1610 called Terpsichore. These are basically melodies that he collected all throughout Europe and put together. They're melodies, and he added the bass lines and put some inner voices. The first piece is Courant, and the second piece is Ballet, and the third piece is La Volta. Three pieces by the German composer Michael Praetorius.
Okay, let's take a listen. Thank you. Those are gorgeous pieces. What was it about those that told you that they would be good transcribed to guitar?
Well, I looked at them and, you know, wrote them out and just really liked their kind of joie de vivre and their positiveness, and they're just such positive pieces and just kind of healthy and good pieces to start out a program, I felt.
And we talked about a number of composers, but is there just one in particular that their music is just your absolute favorite?
Well, I can't really pick one. There's dozens and dozens of composers that I think are great. For the guitar, I play a lot of Bach. I have a very deep love for Johann Sebastian Bach. I also love Manuel Maria Ponce. I love the music of Joaquin Turina. Edvard Grieg is definitely one of my favorite composers.
Do you have a Grieg piece that you particularly enjoy to play?
I do. This is a piece I transcribed last summer. This is a piece from Peer Gynt. The title is The Song of Solfège. And this was taken from the piano transcription that he did and transcribed to the guitar, the Song of Solfège.
I love that one.
Thank you very much.
That's a beautiful piece.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it, Gary.
Peter Fletcher performed this past week at the Callaway County Public Library, and he'll be performing at Carnegie Hall in New York City next April.